like weeds are flowers, and I mean, we just name certain things back.
And that was Luther Burbank said, weeds are just flowers we haven't found a use for yet.
Right.
I think that was his quote, yeah.
Everybody has a purpose and has a value, you know. There's nobody that needs to be left out. So that's what the summer is going to be. I don't know how I'm going to do it or how often I'm going to meet on Wednesdays, but it's something that I often play with during the summertime because it's more playful. Yeah. And it's fun learning that stuff.
So at the end of this month, then the Wednesdays will stop?
For the month of May, no Wednesdays, and then we'll start again Wednesdays for the people who want to play with things. Like the Enneagram, last summer we spent 8 weeks on the Enneagram.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they actually moved away with the fire.
Yeah.
So, the couple who was here. So, yeah, there are a lot of really tremendous tools out there. So
you guys all get the emails, is that right? Okay. So, because we'll be gone May, but during the month of May, we'll be letting you know what the plans are for June and so on. So,
okay.
Yeah, so that'll... Yep.
So Dennis, you are here, just to get clarification? You're actually living here?
I'm staying in Middletown.
In Middletown?
Yeah.
Okay.
At a double master's place.
Good.
He decided he'd abandon us for a while to see if we could
if
he was gone.
Yeah. Did you miss me, you know?
I think about you every day. How can I not when I get
those loving reminders, you're plagued by me.
No, she's at it again.
Yeah,
she
wrote to me again and again. Yeah.
I love
it. It's been interesting.
And there are a few people, just so that you have notes, there are a few people who I think will be back. Sue's talked about coming back, I don't know when.
Okay.
The couple that was here that came from Lakeport, they're in the process of moving. I don't remember their names. But anyway, they wrote to me.
Yes.
You know, he's the chef and has
a new
restaurant. I went and saw their place.
Yeah?
It's like a going concern. I mean, that's a nightclub. It's like huge.
Good job.
A brewery and
Wow.
Is
that
O'Meara Brothers? Is that what it is?
No, there's two.
What's the name of their restaurant?
Yeah, it's like O'Meara.
Miori Brothers or something?
Uh-huh. Yeah. So they will be back.
I love it.
Yep. And there are other people that come and go. And that's the way it is. You come and go, actually. I hadn't seen you, it seems like half a year or something, so recently.
I don't think it's been that long. It's just like you come and go, you're right.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of different ones that come and go.
Yeah.
We all do.
Yeah,
we just don't notice it. Every one of us go somewhere. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, it's good. So this is Robert's, I'm just going to tell a little history. This is Robert's, a specialty of Robert's that makes a profound difference for people who, this whole month there, for people who I'll say are more spiritually or metaphysically oriented. And the story, the brief story, besides he's been a spiritual student probably since all his life, but probably since the 70s. Before Betty Lou, sometimes we describe things that way because we've been together in another week, it'll be 31 years. But in the year 1987, we came back to California for a 3-month period, and during that period, and then went to Montana and opened the center there in a print shop. During that time, he did an extensive study of the highest philosophies and information about numerology and symbology. And when I say the highest, he skimmed off the most spiritual components because there's a tendency we have to put everything into a very worldly form. And by that I mean to begin to use knowledge for prophecy and prediction and all of that instead of starting to look at the inner essence of us. So now you might have seen around his Soul's Awakening book, which is when he created that book. And he does life purpose readings that are a 1-hour, really in-depth, something you can listen to for the rest of your life over and over and over again. And do any of you have his life purpose? You do.
What?
The book or the tape? The
a life purpose reading.
Yeah. So it's for those for whom it resonates, it really is transformative. I mean, I have watched people's lives just totally change because it's sort of like the lid just blew off their way of conceptualizing themselves as being limited by the world. And we are unlimited beings. So this is a little piece he's going to do on symbology and numerology. And we have more for the rest of the month about using some information and about discovering some other components. But I just wanted to introduce it because we often don't, what do? We tend to make things in ourselves, the gifts in each of us, as very, as though it's not anything important. And the truth is, every one of us has some really important seeds of possibility for all of us as beings, for our blossoming. And if we're discounting anyone's teaching to us, we've made an error inside ourselves. So I listen to everybody who comes into my presence. I watch, what are you here to teach me? And foster it, you know, encourage it.
And I call it the, you know, what this old thing? Syndrome. You know? It's like, what, this old thing? It's like, wow, nice shirt. Oh, yeah, I've had this forever, you know. And it's sort of like, well, doesn't everybody know that? Or... oh, everybody does that. You know, we just take ourselves for granted because we're so used to what we do and we don't celebrate it. And so we're a lot of times busy trying to be what somebody else is busy being, and so we don't really value this. So one of the purposes for me of looking at numerology and symbology is to help us wake up to some aspects of ourselves, not so much that we haven't known, but that we haven't appreciated. So, you know, what I'll share with you tonight, you may look at this and go, wow, I know that, yeah. But what I want you to do is go, I know that, now let me pretend like that was somebody else, and I go, oh, wow, that's cool, okay? Because this is all about you really appreciating you, and maybe having a glimpse into some other gifts that you bring, or something else that you're here to do or to share in the world. Now, with any symbology, and symbology, by the way, just means, you know, this reminds me of something. It's a symbol of something. With any symbology, you can have the same symbol, the same thing, and everybody will see it differently. So understand that all of symbology, in fact, all of the world, because everything in the world is a symbol. This is actually a symbol of a table, okay? I mean, we say it's a table, but it's not. I mean, it's only a table because we all sort of agree this is a table, you know? But you look at that picture, and every one of us would describe that picture differently. It would mean something different to each of us. And that's what's important for me about tonight, is to begin to look at some numbers and symbols related to you in a way that says, what does this say to me today? And I'll take some pressure off because this is not about figuring out the rest of your life. A lot of times people say, oh, boy, I got to figure out what I'm going to do forever and ever and what I've always done. No. For me, tonight, it's just about what does this wake up in me tonight? You know, does this kind of spark anything? Does this remind me of anything? Just tonight. Not doesn't have to be forever, just does this open me up right now. So you get to do a little homework first. Sorry about that. You can't play with numbers and symbols without doing some addition. So that's where we're going to start.
But I'll help.
With the mechanical stuff, okay? So take one of these papers, and what you're going to do is you're going to, in fact, let me just do this up here.
I'm going to try opening this door back here and see if I can.
Yeah. So the place that we're getting the particular numbers and symbols that we're using tonight are from your birth name and your birth date. Okay? Now, birth date's real easy, but that's numbers anyway. But birth name and birth date. And so what I'm going to recommend you do on another piece of paper or whatever, is write out your name and write it out with a little room around the letters and write on different lines so you can distinguish, because we're going to care about a couple of different things here. So what happens now is you write your name out. You want to assign a numerical value to the letter.
This is your maiden name or your birth name.
Yeah. Whether you've used it again before or not, and if it's a junior, or you put it on there, I mean, if it's anything.
And it's your whole name, including the middle name that you might not want to use.
Oh. Yeah, it's everything.
You have to put in all the letters of your birth name on your birth certificate.
So what I have here is I have a little chart, and A, B, C, you know, 1 through 9. And by the way, the letter J is really 10, but 10 is also a 1. 10 plus 0 is 1. So right now we're going to just add everything up down to single digits. Good evening, Miss Gloria.
Hello.
Yeah? So begin to write the numbers on there above your letters.
Anybody confused, or you got it clearly?
Does it matter if I put the
numbers
below
one? I don't care. Yeah, above, below, doesn't matter. Yeah, when you have all the numbers for all the letters, you're going to add them all up.
Anybody need help with addition? I'm willing. You can use your finger too.
By the way, this is the toughest thing you'll have to do tonight, okay? I think. There you go. Calculators. Good job.
I get a two-digit number.
That's okay. I'll talk about that in just about 1 minute. So just add them up, whatever you get, write it all down. The total.
Add up for all the whole names.
All the whole name. Add them all up. Good evening, Miss Gloria.
Thank you.
You sort of played before, but yeah, okay. So we're going to do something like a little additional tonight as well.
Do somebody else if you want.
Yeah.
I'll do the again. I've done myself. Scores of times, Gloria.
Yeah.
I'm sure. So it's different.
Yeah, I know.
So is everybody getting some kind of a total number?
Some of them haven't added like this, Robert, in years.
Yeah.
Give them time. Give them time.
Where's the calculator?
She has
on one. Your phone.
You want one? Here.
Oh, I have one. I haven't even gotten that far yet.
Ah, okay, okay.
Give him time.
I'm trying to figure out who that is.
You've done this a bunch of times. You already take it down to this. Yeah, that's good.
People peek in that door when it's open like this.
I know. What are they doing in there?
Yeah. We're in class. That's
yeah,
right.
That's it. All right. Speedy adder, speedy, you're good, right? Good. It's almost.
You want some help, Dennis?
You got it?
I'm ready to head.
Okay. Ah, okay, good.
Is everybody waiting for me? No.
No.
I'm checking.
I'm getting nervous.
Yeah, that's good. That's really good, yeah.
You all know, I mean, there are little things that come out of this totally separate from what Robert's doing. Wherever we have stress, we tend to make mistakes because literally things get distorted. And so there's a value in allowing yourself the time and space to be at peace, to calm yourself using breath. And when you do that, you'll discover, hi, you'll discover that life is much easier. So all those kids who sit in class over there and have pressure to do things fast, or maybe do things that they don't know how to do well or they've already been teased about, much more likely they will have difficulty again. And so anytime you can ease, you know, wherever, whenever I'm healed, I'm not healed alone kind of thing. So whenever I'm helping people calm down and not push themselves, I'm healing my world. I'm bringing clarity to my world. So the same thing's true of all of us. Be at peace with what you do.
Now, Shale has already done this, and some of you have. Keep adding, Dennis. You're doing just fine, okay? When I added all of mine up, I have this wonderful number 87, okay? That happens to be mine. Right now, today, I'm kind of taking you on a shortcut, and then I'll take you back out. We'll expand it again. But it's easier to deal with single digits here, okay? Which is why I have all these single digits. So 87, if I just take that, it's 8 plus 5.
What's 8 plus 5?
8 plus 7
equals 15. 7. Jeez. Yes, thank you. 8 plus 7, thank you, is 15. Okay? And then the 1 plus 5 is 6.
You might not mind. There's two things. This is called digital root. They use this in computer science.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I don't know if you've heard of Marco Rodin and vortex mathematics.
No, I haven't heard of that.
It's descriptive of the process of a vortex, which is basically describes the phase that the vortex is in.
Oh, I love it.
Positive, yeah. Negative, and it's he's got this whole just elaborate thing.
It's exciting.
That he's discovered, yeah. and it's really interesting. Anyway, it's
cool. I love it. Good. All right, so add your sound. Did everybody get down to one digit? Okay. Dennis, how are you doing?
Struggling, but I'll get there.
You have your total yet?
Mm-hmm.
All right. And what's your total? Oops, he's busy adding right now. Got it.
1, 2, 5, 1.
He's a niner.
3, 5, 1. Okay, I need to just see what. Oh, for each name, 3, 5, 1, right?
Yeah.
All right, so the total is going to be 9.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's the number you want right there, 9.
I knew that all along.
Uh-huh.
Just making sure he knew, huh?
Yeah.
He already did a reading. Yeah. He told me all this already. I've been fixing it.
So, now, in numerology, there's what they call the ordinal numbers, which are the numbers 1 through 9. And then there also are master numbers, which are the double digit, same double digit, 11, 22, 33, 44, 55. Okay? And then there's all the other numbers that aren't either single digit or master numbers, and I don't know what they call those, but those are just numbers, okay? So what we've done here is I've tried to make it simple. It's come down to just play with single digits. So for this moment in time, just hang on to your single digit, and I'll show you how to find your master number, because I will guarantee you there's a master number in there which will be more descriptive for you than the single digit. Okay? So let's move to our phase 2 here, down to birth date. And all you want to do on your birthday is you want to put, I like to do mine like I learned it in second grade, May 18th, 1948. So I make a mathematical problem out of this, and I just add them all up and do the same thing. Take it all down to one digit. So 13 times 1, 3 to 2, 3 to 7, 9,
You can make it an 18, which is also nice.
Yeah. So we have 1 plus 9 plus 7 plus 1 is 18. 1 plus 8 is 9. Okay.
You need a 19 too. Okay.
So you have 19?
No, I'm talking 1958.
Okay. Oh yeah, you need the whole year. So mine again is May 18th, 1948. Add them all up, I get 1971. 1 plus 9 is 10, 17, 18. And then plus 18, and then 1 plus 8 is 9, okay?
Everybody adds a little differently, so don't worry about it. It all will be the same, no matter how you add it. Really, it will.
Yeah. Okay, so everybody has some kind of a number? Good. All right, let's go down to, this is what we're going to work on now. Out of this, we're going to be able to find actually four things. Three, usually I have a bonus tonight. Because I knew Gloria was coming. She's done this before. So I had to give her some incentive to stay.
Thank you,
yeah.
Robert.
All right. But the three things we're going to focus on right now that we can tell from this. The first is what I call your collective experience. Or what I like to really call it is your spiritual toolbox. So if you consider that this is not your first rodeo, you've been around this wheel a couple of times. You have some strength, some skill, some ability, some talent, some growth that you've done in previous lifetimes. And by the way, anybody here not believe in previous lifetimes? I don't care if you don't. That's fine. No. You don't know. Okay. So most people, I think you understand that we're more than just our body. So we have an existence as a spiritual being. So prior to embodiment, you have been working on stuff. It's not like you didn't do anything wherever you're, whatever you're doing. So you're developing strengths and skills. We're coming down here to put them to use. So the first thing we're going to be able to find out is we're going to be able to find out what's our spiritual toolbox. What skills, talents, abilities have we brought in? It's a little like packing your lunch, by the way. You go off to school. You say, I like peanut butter sandwiches, so I'll take my peanut butter sandwich and an apple. So I know what's in my lunchbox. So when lunchtime comes, I know, I can go get that out, I can eat it, I know exactly what to expect. Most of us have forgotten what we put in our lunchbox. But we put it in there for a reason because it's going to be used. So we're going to find out what that spiritual toolbox has in it for you, okay? And the encouragement is then start using it because it's a skill you actually have some facility with. And it's a skill that you brought along specifically because you knew on some level you would need it. The second piece of the equation here is your life path. And that's what everybody tends to focus on. Well, what's my life path? What am I here to do? What am I here to accomplish in this lifetime? What am I all about? Okay? And so this just says, okay, great. So this lifetime, what's my focus? What am I actually developing? And then the third piece of the puzzle is what I guess call your ultimate lifetime goal. And what that says is, what do I want to get out of this? So when this life is all said and done, I hopefully will have used the tools that I brought along, applied them to the task that I've chosen for this lifetime, and accomplished something that on a spiritual level I want to accomplish. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. So the good news is we don't have to wait until we're all done and gone and off wherever we're off to say how'd I do, because all three of these you'll begin to know, oh yeah, I am using my tools good, I get a sense of my life path, and I'm starting to see where I'm ultimately going with this, okay? So they do all work together and they do all show up throughout this lifetime. It'd be nice to know what they are. Okay, collective experience. All the letters in your name, okay? If you're that number you came up with, that total you came up with, all your numbers, put it in that little underlying spot there next to where it says collective experience.
Which is your master number?
Just put your regular number there for a minute, and then I'll tell you how to find the master numbers.
Which regular number for the...
The total for your all your letters in your name.
Yours is 9.
What about the date?
Yours is, we're not
next.
The date next.
That's the next line. So okay. Just...
So 9 in the first spot.
Yeah.
So when you came up with the one digit number of the all of...
All the letters in your name. Put it in there. Yep. And the next one, put in the single digit that represents the sum of your birth date. And then the third one, add those two numbers together.
And make them single?
Yep. Okay, everybody got that?
I think I got lost in the last one.
All right.
So I have the first two, but I thought I was supposed to do the first two.
No, not yet.
Oh, all of that.
Seven.
Yes.
That's 14.
Yes.
That's a 5.
Okay, that, I
listen.
Okay, yeah. No.
Got it? Okay, good. Okay.
Anybody need help? Okay.
So now we do the little magic.
Is Giamina's middle name spelled R-O or R-A?
Huh?
Giamina's middle name, since you did her today, is her middle name R-A or R-O?
I don't remember right now. I have it correct.
I'm just going to do it again.
Yeah,
so
I have it.
He did our granddaughter, 17-year-old granddaughter's life purpose reading today.
Okay. All right. So for me, all the letters in my name, so that's my collective experience, was 6. Was that right? Make sure I have that correct. Added them all up. 6, yep. My birth date, which is my life path, and then 9, and my ultimate lifetime goal, then it's 15, or the 6, okay? So I want to know what's the master number in there. I could just look at the 6 and the 9 and the 6, but I want to know the master numbers. So there's a little chart I put on the right-hand side here. And this is where you get to take it on faith, and if you added everything up a little differently, you'd actually see how it comes out. But behind the 6, the master number there is 33. Okay? Because 3 plus 3 is 6. So, someplace, I know that the total of all my letters in my name was more than 33. Okay? But I know there has to be a way to add them up to get to that 33. So, whatever you have in that first spot, your collective experience, look at your single digit, look over there and see what's the master number behind that single digit. Write that down. That's the one you want
to
focus on.
Right next to the...
Yeah. Or instead of that one. All right. Does everybody have that, the master number?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do the same thing for your life path. So your birthday minus 9. The master number behind 9 is 99. Okay, did everybody find that? Same thing? And then, obviously, do it for your ultimate lifetime goal. So now you have master numbers. Now we've done all of our homework. Does everybody have 3 master numbers? Thank goodness. Okay, it worked. Now I'm going to tell you a couple of things that are interesting because my name happens to point this out. If you have a 9 anywhere, you're going to have 2 numbers the same here, okay? Because 9 plus anything is always going to equal that thing. 9 plus 5 is 14, 1 plus 4 is 5. 9 plus 6 is 15, 1 plus 5 is 6. So if you have a 9 anywhere, like I have 9 as my life path, what that means for me is that my spiritual toolbox is this number 33, which I'm going to find out about in a minute. My life path is the number 99, which means that my ultimate lifetime goal is really to perfect what I brought in my spiritual toolbox. Now, you have a 9 someplace.
Yeah.
What are your three numbers?
The final number?
Your final number.
Master number?
Yeah.
99, 11, 55.
99, 11, 55. Can't have a 99 and 11 isn't going to equal a 55.
So what are you? What are the single digit numbers, Dennis?
921.
921. No, it's a 922, huh? Because a 9 and a 2 is 11, and a 1 and a 1 with 11 is a 2. Got that?
Yeah, that's a 2 right there. The 9 plus 2 is 11. That makes that a 2.
There you go.
All right.
By the way, anybody else need help? Because
it
really is important that you figure out how to do this little silly addition. Anybody need help? You all clear?
So,
clear as you know what I mean. Okay.
So what this means for Dennis is that he's using his spiritual toolbox of 99.
What
he comes in knowing to work on his life path to ultimately perfect his life path as his ultimate lifetime goal. Okay? So 9 is always about perfection. It's actually unconditional love. The master of universal love is just love. Okay? And love is always the... it brings you back to itself. So if you have a 9 or a 99 any place, you're going to have some repeats there. All right, let's play now. Take a green sheet. Two sides of the green sheet, ignore the first side. Actually, you can pay attention if you want. That's the 1 through 9.
Will you guys do me a favor and write your first name and those three numbers down for me?
Oh, that's good.
Write the first name and
the three single numbers. Yeah,
the three
single numbers.
Single.
No, I want them to do the single numbers.
Oh.
I want to clarify.
She wants the single numbers. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
No, just write your name and write across. You're going to put them on the sheet of paper here. It's coming around. No, it's coming around.
Okay.
So we're not looking at 1 through 9, we're looking at the
other side. You're going to look on the other side on the master numbers, on the back side. Well, maybe the front side, depending on what you're facing. But you want the side of the master numbers, 11, 22, 33. Okay? So here's what I want you to do. First of all...
Half a second, and then
oh, yeah.
Finish with this.
That's
I'm just doing my own checking. That I can be helpful.
All she wants is
just your first name and then the three numbers.
So.
And then I'll tell you, as soon as they come see you, Shale, I'll tell you what I want everybody to do.
By the way, Robert, I want to acknowledge that the folks who live in this area usually are not out there in the industry. They're usually not balancing your checkbooks. They're usually not doing any of this stuff. So for them, this is a stretch.
Yeah. Well,
It is.
And I tend to rush because I want to get to the good stuff.
The left brain is a big deal.
But you can't get to the good stuff if you don't have the right input. So, okay. So do yourself a favor right now. Find your three master numbers and just... circle the numbers on here so you know what you're focused on, okay? Just mark them. You don't care about any of the other numbers, only the three that you have, or in my case, the two that I have. Okay?
So these numbers here?
Yeah, your master numbers. So for you, it's the 99 and the 11. Just circle the 99 and the 11, just the numbers, yeah.
Oh.
All right? That's your focus now, okay?
Where's 10? There's no 10.
Nope.
No,
we
just got
99 and 11. No, I didn't have this.
No.
Oh. No.
Okay. So, here's what I want you to do. At the bottom of this page, it's got some places to make notes, but start by looking at the number that relates to your collective experience. So find the master number that relates to your collective experience. Read what it says there. And then I want you just to mark, underline, highlight, do whatever you want to do, some things that make sense to you, that speak to you, that wake you up. These are the skills, talents, and abilities that you're bringing in. So the way you might want to look at this, as you read through the, what's on there for your collective experience number, you might want to say, what of this might be useful in my life right now? Because what's really there that would be useful is what you're not using right at this moment in time. So I want you to go through and look at that, just for the collective experience, your very first double-digit number, and highlight some words in there that would be helpful. Wow, if I could do that, or if I could use that, or if that would work, that'd be really cool. Mark that. Yes.
Can we close that door? It feels like the sun is like.
Yes. Are you getting cooked? Absolutely.
I'm going to turn on the fan. Do you guys want the fan on? Or
yeah, do that.
I don't know. I'll try it, and if it gets too much, you